Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, Tuesday night open mic, the program where you can pick out your own subject, keep it clean, or we'll have to give you the boot. All right, open mic. Well, I got to start with El Presidente Biden. I'm sure he's a nice guy, you know, and I wouldn't want to see anything happen to him. But you notice how he does everything for everybody but the disabled? I mean, come on, you know. All right, he tested an electric car. Now, no doubt, I think it was for Tesla, his big corporation. No doubt they're going to be sponsoring him in his campaign if he runs again. According to what I heard tonight before I went on the air, somebody called me and said Biden is planning to run again. Well, I hope he runs so fast he can't catch him. But my new way of thinking of these politicians, and I've had a lot of experience with them, I'm sorry to say, I will not vote for anyone unless they do something for us. All right. There's one lady in this town that I would definitely vote for because she's done a lot of things for us, including giving us donations. And that's my dear friend Olga Murray, who's the town clerk here, one of the officials of the town. But all these other people, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for them. I am tired of voting for people, and they don't do a damn thing. They don't even try. I mean, all right, if you can't do it, if you try and you fail, at least you know you tried to do something. I keep getting emails from the Trump camp. If it's from him, I don't know. I have to assume it is. You know, sounding like he wants to run again. And you know what I say to Mr. Trump? You want us to help you? Get rid of these nursing homes. You know, turn them into accessible housing. Get one of your friends to see the light on that one. And then InnerSight will endorse you. You know? You got to do something for us. I mean, I went to the congressman for the guide dog situation. The ADA is there. You know, it's a federal law. This is over 2 months ago. Never heard from him. Called several times. Never heard from him. You know. So there you have another situation. I went. InnerSight went on a state level with the senior senator from New York, Boyle, and he hasn't done a damn thing on a state level. So none of these politicians have done anything to help us. And we're not asking them for money. Thing with the nursing home, we did a tweet on it. Biden should pass an executive order to enable the home health aides to go into the nursing home and care for their client the way they normally would at home. Because people are really being jeopardized and abused and neglected. Horrible. It's a horrible situation, man. So there's another situation where we're not asking the politician to spend money. The money's there for the home health aid. The state put up money for the health aides. Why doesn't he mandate these nursing homes take in the home health aides and allow them to do their job? boy, would that help a lot of people. And it would also show that with the proper help, the person can go home. Politicians have to start doing for everybody. They only do for the ones who finance their campaigns. The whole lowdown on politicians. By the way, I want to apologize for last Friday. We had a lot of technical difficulties and couldn't get on the air. So this is a short week for Intersight. Tonight's open mic. Tomorrow's our Thanksgiving show. And we're going to be talking about how thankful people should be they're not in nursing homes. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. And, of course, Thursday and Friday we'll be off. We'll return next Monday with a full weekend schedule. Open mic, Intersight. We're going to try to get the phones going here in a little bit. I've been promised an engineer. We'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, Big East, Takeda Rescue. And the great, great Akita, very intelligent, very perceptive, very loving, very smart, and many of them very angelic. All right. Big East, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. You want to call and get some info. All right, Big East Takeda Rescue. Let's see, you need food for your dog, cat, animal? Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary and his group, nobody starves on Long Island. No starving on Long Island. You dial 631-484-3085. All right. Don't forget December 1st, our new ad comes out in the Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. Able News is supposed to come out December 1. All right. Intersight and my buddy Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Anthony Kennedy, very, very caring person, will explain to you about the real estate business. Again, that phone number, 631-888-1186. Want to thank Silo for their support. Appreciate it. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo, right here in Suffolk County, New York. And you dial them up, 631-880-7929. They do a support group. If you need an advocate to help you with Social Security, they do that. A lot of different things. Silo, thank you for your support of Intersight. Yes, around the world, Intersight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. This is Open Mic, and our Intersight number, I'll give you the Open Mic number in a minute, but the Intersight number, 631-224-3090. So we heard back from Tracy, and we're going to be working with her to try to get rid of these nursing homes. We're going to have a phone meeting tomorrow and plan out some things. And we are determined. And I'm hoping, you know, she's with the independent living where she lives. The independent living over here just made a donation to this cause and the show, the new show we're producing on Wednesday night. I'm hoping that every independent living center is going to become involved in this. They want to get rid of nursing homes. They can't directly do it. Here's a forum for them. Inner Sight. So, you know, Wednesday night, 8 to 9, every Wednesday. And the tweets, you know. So we're going to try to organize. Not try. We are going to organize a movement to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. The people that have been incarcerated in these places deserve a good place to live with the help that they need. And we're going to give it our all to make this happen. Only organization that I know of that is calling for the to get rid of these nursing homes, that they kill people. And if you don't believe me, just ask around. You'll find somebody who had a loved one in a nursing home and they died. You hear it almost every day. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And let's see, the number here is 213-816-1650. We don't have the phones open yet, but we hope to have them shortly. And take some phone calls.
Yes, you will.
I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. And I got a story I want to tell you. I mentioned a friend of mine last night, Margaret from Buffalo.
Yes.
95 years old, 95 years young.
Mm-hmm.
And she still drives. She drives. She drives the bus for the disabled up there in Buffalo.
Wow.
You know, the Buffalo area. 95 years old. So she told me, I saw it this morning in the local coffee place here. And I had mentioned to her that I thanked her, you know, that I recognized her on the show.
No.
I said, you know, I said, you're a wonderful example of a person your age,
mm-hmm.
and you're not in a nursing home.
That's true.
And isn't it ironic? Isn't it amazing how Inner Sight works? The
uh-huh.
next thing I knew, she was telling me a story mm-hmm. that she had a friend who was in a nursing home, and she went to visit her.
Mm-mm.
And she was appalled at the condition not only of the place, but of her friend, you know, that she said she was dirty, she smelled, she didn't look good, and you know. And so she went and got the head nurse, and she
there
said,
you go.
the head nurse made an excuse, you know, we don't have enough help, blah, 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 you know.
The same damn excuse they gave about my mom.
Yeah, all right, hold on, let me tell my story. So she turns to this person and she said, look, she said, you go and get me a wash basin, soap
mm-hmm.
and water. Make sure it's clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will wash her. You know, I'll clean her up.
God bless her.
And this nurse said, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, it's against the rules, against the regulations and all that bull crap, you know. So Margaret turned around and said to her, look, she said, either you get me that wash basin so I can clean my friend, or I'm going to report you to the authorities. And not only that, she said, I'm going to call the news stations.
That's right.
You know, and let them know what's going on here. Well, needless to say, she got the water and the soap and all that and cleaned up her friend.
Yeah.
But you see, here you have an example of what a home health aide can do.
Should do.
A perfect example of what we're talking about.
That's right.
You know, that the aide should be in there with the person.
That's right.
And help them. I mean, how stupid can they be? Well, how uncaring can they be?
That's right.
So,
I don't know, Frank.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret is right. Yeah.
For
doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter what age you are. You do what your heart desires and knows what to do. That's all that counts, in my eyes.
Well, you can damn well believe that most people, before they make 95, they'll be in a nursing home unless they have the money to stay out.
Yeah, guarantee.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's see if we can get the phones open and anybody out there want to do an open mic. Pick your own subject. Keep it clean.
We have Anthony.
All right, Anthony from Brooklyn on the open mic.
Here he comes.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I'm okay. So glad to hear you back on the air and the lines open to take calls and everything.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm glad you're okay. On my mind tonight, I got to thinking about all of the disabled people who have been avoided and shunned and treated like a burden and, you know, ignored and pushed to the side and told, I'll see you later, and those who never will come to see their family member because they're afraid that they might have to give them something to drink or, you know, make a really short visit and then leave or never call or never send a card and things like that. And, you know, I was also thinking about how sad I think it is, you know, how many people will spend the holidays completely alone and how, you know, the disabled won't have any money hardly to buy anything for Thanksgiving, you know, even if it's just for themselves, and it may not be a lot because, you know, their SSI checks are gone. And we know that they can't make it to the food pantries, and they're by themselves. Yeah. And, you know, what really bothered me about it was, you know, people who have families are, you know, tied in to an elite club, as I've, you know, talked about. And, you know, they're sewn in and they're knitted in, and they're fortunate enough to have decent families who care about them. And, you know, I know that home care is, you know, good, and it's, you know, better than going into a nursing home. But, you know, ultimately, if it can be helped, it's better to have family to take care of you and to, you know, rely on the home health aides for minimal care, because, you know, I think it's going to take some time to take these nursing homes down. And, you know, if it happens, it's not going to happen right away because, you know, people have been brainwashed to think that this is the way that it has to be. But, you know, I also think to myself, and I'm not, you know, bashing home care because I know that, you know, we're trying to get people out of nursing homes and it's the best we can do to keep people in their homes. But I also think about the young, immature people that, you know, home care hires that they don't know that take these 3-week training courses. And I'm not going to say it doesn't happen with older people too, but, you know, they come, they promise you the world, I'll take care of you, I'll do what you need, I'll go to the store, I'll do do your laundry, I'll clean, or whatever.
Everything
and then yeah, and then they work with you for about 7 days, and then disappear and never call the agency and never answer the phone for you again, or when you call, you know, hang up on you. And I thought to myself that, you know, that's why people don't want to deal with home care, and they think that it's such a burden. But the problem is that, you know, people are going to have to deal with something, you know, to have their disabled relative in their home for them to survive. And I really feel that part of the reason why people are put in nursing homes is because people want to wash their hands to them. And, you know, it's like, I'll see her when I see her, and if I don't, she's old anyway, or, you know, she'll forget about it, or she won't know because she has dementia and she's old, so she has to expect that. And, you know, she took care of me, or he took care of me, because he was my father and, you know, she was my mother, and that was her responsibility. But I'm an adult now and I have to work. So, you know, her productive years are behind her, and, you know, the home health aides just, you know, operate under, this is just a job. And, you know, as I say, everything about it reeks of the word job. You know, the fact that they're not, you know, allowed to accept any gifts from you. They don't want you to give the home health aide anything but faucet water to drink. You know, you're not allowed to, you know, invite your home health aide to spend any time with you after the holidays. They don't want you to call them. They don't want them calling you. So I got to thinking about how socially isolated, you know, they really are, and how really sad, you know, it is, and how, you know, people's lives every day, you know, are just passing by precious moments and precious days of what, you know, are many people's last days, and you never know what it's going to be the end in a nursing home that is infested with the coronavirus, and, you know, the state doesn't care. And more is coming out about Cuomo and about how he was focused on writing his book when, you know, he should have been focused on the coronavirus issue going on, and how he used government money for that. And, you know, how
he focused on more than writing his book.
Yeah, and woman, you know, which is a shame. And he seemed like he was so overwhelmed by it, which, you know, he might have been a good, you know, elected official, but in the end he turned out to be, you know, all like the rest of them, you know, rich and powerful and didn't care and thought he was
what
a brother
about his
and
wife?
Everybody.
You hear anything about his wife? Did she say anything about all this?
No, they don't mention her at all. You know, I don't know what issues I don't know what issues she might be having with him.
I think she's waiting for the right time.
Yeah, yeah. She will. She has to be a Stepford wife. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. She'll write a tell-all book. You know, or you'll find out you'll find out afterward that, you know, she wants to divorce him. But I mentioned before on here about how, you know, they were having that 1199 rally the other day, and it really made me sick to my stomach, because, you know, watching it, you say to yourself, oh, all they really want is to, you know, make these nursing homes a bigger monopoly, and they really don't give a damn about, you know, trying to provide the, you know, what they call them, patients with any kind of quality of care. All they want to do is, you know, hire more workers, because they're saying that they're overwhelmed and, you know, underpaid because you don't have a contract. If you were overwhelmed and underpaid, it's not because you don't have a contract. You just want to draw the attention to it and, you know, use the disabled people as a pond to get what you want, you know, so you could have more people for them to call on, and so you don't have to be dependent on so much, not because you give a damn about them or not because you would do anything more.
You touched on a blood vessel here, because we several weeks ago, a couple of months ago, We tried to organize a rally with a woman who's a member of 1199 who happens to work for Newsday. And I spoke to her, and I told her, I said, why don't you get some of your friends together, and let's try to make an issue over the fact that the home health aides are not allowed into the nursing home. They don't have to hire any workers. The workers are already there.
You noticed, Frank, how would I say, I'm not bashing anybody, but I'll tell you, this much, and I'll say it like this, to be polite and diplomatic because we're on the air. When you call people, they're going to be, they're going to be, they're going to show two faces and try to pretend like, they see it your way, and they're going to, talk philosophically with you, and they'll you to death.
This woman was afraid. She was afraid to do anything.
Yeah, she was.
So she wanted to pretend, or they're going to say. But when it comes down to it, Frank, I don't really think that anybody from those damn unions want anything to change. All they want to do is hire more workers and, not take anything away from their workers, and they don't want the home health aides in there because they don't
want to. That means they got
to
find the money to pay them.
Right. They don't, and they don't want anybody.
When the money's already there for the home health aides.
Right.
Right.
Everything
they Frank, I'm going to put it to you this way, and this is going to sound terrible and blunt, but the way I see it is they want to keep the nursing homes the way they are because they want to be the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want, anything to change. They don't want to help those people. She's going to tell you what, what she wants you to what she knows that you want to hear, because the fact is that the unions don't want anybody, even the bad home health aides, they don't want them to be fired, regardless of what they want. So you're on the phone with her, so she puts you on a spot. You put her on a spot, and you're complaining to her about the conditions of the nursing homes. So, she's not going to say, you're wrong, and that's double dipping, and blah blah blah. They're gonna act like they're in support of everything you want, and we're gonna look into that, and we'll call you back, and we'll this and we'll that, because she took a phone call from you, and you're a member of the disabled community. So they want to make themselves look, like they care, and look concerned and look good, because. If it comes down to it and you realize that she wants everything to stay the same, then you would
I didn't know there was a rally. What was the purpose of this rally?
Well, basically bullshit. they said we have worked without a contract for 2 years now, and when the patients die, we have to wrap them up and take them downstairs.
Oh, it's about a
to
contract.
And I said, Whipty, dude, you've been doing that for how
That's
many
a whole
years?
Different
and then she said, they were complaining, we need more staff in the nursing homes, and we're overwhelmed because of the coronavirus.
They need more
and
staff, but they won't let the home health aides in.
They said we had to watch people die. They could care less who dies, Frank. They could talk casually to you about that.
They have
just
to
like
watch
I tell
people
you.
Die, but they won't let the help in.
Right. They only want their own kind of workers. Even though home health aides are $11.99 and they have other unions too, they don't want that. They want them to stay in their home as that is their territory, and the nursing homes to stay as their territory, because they want people to think along their philosophy. And the fact is, Frank, that if you put home health aides in the nursing home and people realize that they can get better quality care and people get more comfortable with it, a lot of people will say, the hell with this. What am I out of my mind? What was I doing all these years? Especially since the coronavirus is going around and, you know, the nursing homes are contaminated and full of sick people and, you know, getting sicker and sicker every day and their condition is deteriorating and they're old and they're lonely and whatever their situation is, they're going to say, well, then we'll just take them out of the nursing home. And then there might be
That's very few people. They don't
want that. Right. They want to keep the business going. That's all it is. And you could, you know, you could suggest to them all you want, you know, turn it into supportive housing, turn it into some sort of, you know, accessible housing, some sort of really nice co-op for the disabled or whatever.
Well, you know, I had an idea the other day, and I want to restate it here because it's so obvious and so important. I'd like to see somebody come along, some big investor come along, and start a business to keep people in their home.
That'd be great. And
how about that one?
Yeah, I'd love to.
How do you have to figure out, how can you make money with that?
I'm not sure, but, you know, there are organizations that claim to, you know, work to do this, but even the volunteer ones,
they don't seem to have any nursing homes.
Yeah,
why would there be
They say they help to the best of their ability to the limited extent that they can for the people that they do.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of these smaller organizations that are 501c3s, they're ran by, you know, independent people, and they don't want to get too big because, you know, they don't want, you know, the government questioning how come you have all this money and what are you doing with it if they can't. You know?
A lot of these corporations, I notice, are taking on new ways, new wings of the corporation, and they're even splitting to do different types of business.
That's right.
That would be good, yeah, but the problem is that a lot of these people that run these corporations are not disabled. So to tell them that there doesn't have to be such a thing as a nursing home, it's like,
well,
what?
Well,
that doesn't
mean they can work with us.
Right. If we could ever become well known enough, you know, to that extent, and people will, you know, buy into our philosophy.
I think that would make a great business.
Yes, it would.
You know, there's plenty of people to help. There's plenty of product there. You could start making all these eligible apartments accessible.
Yeah.
Boy, what a way to raise money.
And that's the problem too, that a lot of these organizations that, you know, do, like the Supportive Housing Network, which I know you probably don't know much about, they get money from the government to, you know, provide people who are at risk because of their mental illness, and they're supposed to provide them supportive housing and make sure they take their medication and see the therapist and stuff
like
that.
Well, I'd like to see this done as a private investor.
Right, but they get plenty of money, and their housing is more than suitable, more than accessible, and they make it so difficult for people to get in, and they say that you have to have more than one disability. Now, how many disabled people you know have, like, for example, more than cerebral palsy or more than muscular dystrophy and things like that, and then, you know, they put you in a situation where you have to be on medication and seeing a therapist, and you have to, you know, be so impacted and overwhelmed by your, you know, mental illness. Maybe,
well, that helps,
you know,
the drug companies.
Right.
Yeah.
And it helps them draw in clients, you know, like hell, because they promise them things, and they know that, you know, you're disabled and you can't afford to live anywhere else, and you live in a bad neighborhood, and maybe you're depressed because of it, and you have no family. So they take advantage of that vulnerability and try to promise you a job, or, you know, they'll say they'll get you with a home care agency or a food pantry or something small just to try to keep you, you know,
what
within your network.
What do you usually do for Thanksgiving, Anthony? You have any? You got your mom, right?
Yeah, I just basically stay home with my mom and we order some Boston Market, some,
you know,
we're going to get lemon pepper chicken and stuffing. Yeah,
very nice.
And what do you call candy yams. And we
just,
you know, relax and stay home. I have a new home health aide now, but he wanted to work, you know, those holidays, it seems, and he wanted to work 7 days. But she gave him my case since last week, and originally he was only supposed to come on Sunday to fill in. No, actually Saturday and Sunday to fill in for the other aide because they weren't going to allow him to work 7 days. And the one before him, he worked 7 days and took the training course and worked for me. Got along with me really nice, and he traveled from Jersey. It didn't seem to bother him. And then you know he said he was going to move to Brooklyn, and then all of a sudden he just. Stopped showing up and didn't call to report he wasn't coming in and hung up the phone on me when I called him and never called the agency again. So I have another aide now. So
What the heck?
But either way, I won't have anybody for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to do next.
Yeah, that's part of the problem with home care, and that's why people don't want to.
Yeah, but I noticed that this problem occurs. Because there's these stupid agencies involved, and these people that can't pick out their own people and deal with their own lives. I bet you this would happen a lot less. I'm not saying it wouldn't ever happen, but it would happen a lot less if the disabled person was in charge instead of these agencies.
Oh,
and look at all the money you'd save too.
Yeah, I always felt that way too. Because remember, when you work for an agency, if you give one client a hard time, you could just go to somebody else. But when you work for somebody privately and, you know, you have to pay them, you have to give them the money, you know, you'd have to deal with disputes and supervise them too. But, you know, they'll kiss up to the agency and show them, you know, the good side of them because they don't want to get fired, whereas if they're working for you, you wouldn't have that problem because you're all they have, and they wouldn't, you know, talk down to you and treat you like less than.
It'd be a lot easier to conduct your life.
You know, and then you could, if somebody said, oh, well, you know, I couldn't keep your job because my wife makes more money than I do, so her job is more valuable. Maybe you could give them a little bit more to stay with you, but the way this program is, you know,
or bonuses
or
whatever.
Yeah, it's structured. You know, you can't ask for any favors. They can't call you. You can't call them. You can't give them a bottle of water. You know, nothing overtime, just the exact time. Yeah, it's all bullshit, but that's the way they do things, and that's what we're expected to follow, and that's why these people are lonely and have no one.
And that's why a lot of the people leave. They don't like it.
Yeah.
I
think that there are a lot of home health aides that can't stomach it, too, that don't, you know, that do care, that don't want to deal with that, but some don't. But the patients, you know, we have no choice. We're just stuck in the middle, and we have to accept the way it is.
All right, inner sight. We have any other callers?
Hang on, let me check.
Anthony, we're going to move on.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks, Suzanne.
With the open
mic.
Thank
you so
much.
Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
say hello to your mom for us.
Yes, please.
I will do so. Take care.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
All right, inner sight. And usually we get Louie.
Louie loved, and here he is.
He's
on waiting,
Do I know him, or do I know him?
I know you know him well.
Inside Louie the Lip.
Here he comes.
Live. The triple L, Louie the Lip live.
That's right.
Hello,
hey, Louie.
Frank Perino live.
Hey.
Hey, Louie.
Well, I hope I'm not Frank Perino dead.
No, God
Frank
forbid.
Perino
we'll
live and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero live on the Blog
Thank
Talk
you.
Radio.
Nice introduction.
Yeah.
So how you doing, Lou?
Yeah, so how you doing, Lou?
Hey, you know, I miss you guys past Friday. I tried to call up the blog on the Follix. It's canceled.
Yeah, we had some trouble Friday.
Yeah.
We couldn't.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well.
Get on the air.
Big problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm having turkey Thursday.
We had a couple of flies on the show.
That's right. Flew away.
Anyway.
No flies on my turkey.
No flies on the turkey. No,
I don't want no flies on turkey. No,
Lou, let me ask you a question, Lou.
Louis the Lip.
Yeah, Louis the Lip. You ever have shoe fly pie?
Oh, that I heard was good.
A shoe fly, what? Shoe fly pie?
Shoe fly pie.
Yep.
I
heard it was good.
What it made out of?
Molasses.
Molasses,
brown sugar, flour, butter. They put butter.
I don't see it in the bakery.
No, they don't sell it. But you got to go down to the Pennsylvania to get that Amish country. They don't have shoe fly pie around here. Nobody knows how to make it.
I can go to Cora Bakery looking for a good mustard pie or custard. What?
Talking to me.
What'd you say, Lou?
Don't worry.
Oh, go to Cornucopia. Look for that bakery right there. They sell shoe fly pie, and they got coconut pie and pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Shoe fly pie. Where is that?
At the Cornucopia warehouse in Huntington.
Cornucopia warehouse. That's for dog food.
I know. Dog food, that's for your dog Cherubel.
Yeah. They don't sell shoe fly pie over there.
I made it up.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's all right. Anyway, listen, there's no frolics this Friday. We're off.
I just called you tonight, I'm playing Spanish Christmas in December.
Yeah. A week from Friday, we'll be back with the frolic.
Hi, Suzanne.
Yeah, so...
Suzanne, hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Lou, how you doing?
Okay, the nice guy. I mean turkey Thursday with rice and stuffing, salad,
awesome.
Mashed potato. Two plates.
We're having turkey too. We're also two plates. Wow.
Don't eat
two
too
plates.
Much, Louis. No good.
Yeah, you'll be rolling. Yeah, you'll be rolling out the door.
Don't eat too much.
Not too much. You should, pace yourself, okay?
Yeah. No turkey for Suzanne or no turkey to Frank Perino.
Don't eat too much.
Yeah. Well, I'm
going
to have turkey.
Hey, Lou, give us a little commercial when we come back with the frolic. Good. Let them know. A week from Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. I'm sorry I missed your phone call, Pat Frob. On a Friday, thank you for using Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. And meanwhile, I want to tell you something. 1 week from Friday, back to the frolics on Block Talk Radio. My name is Jerry Lawrence, and we're going to have a lot of good time, and then I'll do Rosanna Dana. We'll do a little Frank Sinatra kind of, and Sammy Davis, or...
Frank Sinatra, wait a minute. You know any Frank Sinatra songs?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank Sinatra. Here's our song. The summer wind lingers there all across the sea. It lingers there, fellow man, walk with me. We go along, we sing a song, until we stroll that love drops less in. Two love drops in the summer wind.
pretty good. I know you knew that song.
So, let me ask Susan, you got to have no mashed potatoes or turkey?
Oh, we're going to have all of that. Most likely sweet mashed potatoes with a lot of stuff on top, you know, like marshmallows and stuff.
It's going to be in your house or someplace else?
Most likely in my house because everybody's coming here.
I wish I could come over there, but I got my family coming here.
Oh, you have to take care of your family and make sure they eat well.
Yeah.
Don't let the dog eat all the turkey.
Hey, Frank, what? I got to knock on Susan Taurasi's door. Surprise, Louis Rivera's here.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, listen, don't let the dog eat all the turkey.
I'm
going to
meet your husband.
Oh,
I got to meet Suzanne's husband.
Yeah, he's a big man, too. He really is.
You got buddies of yours, Suzanne?
Buddies? No, not yet. Only my husband.
you could be my buddy here.
You could come in.
I'm
going to
fish that leftover Fridays from the Thanksgiving.
Come over. Okay.
Yeah. Your husband's going to give me some? Oh, no. He'll give me some, all right.
Okay, that's the deal. I'll give you some.
Hey, Lou, we'll see you a week from Friday, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you Blog Talk Radio fans in Inner Sight. Enjoy your Thanksgiving at your house. Enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Love you, Suzanne. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Lou. All right.
Inner Sight.
Okay, take care.
Good night.
Take care. I love you.
Take care, Lou. Love you.
And let's see. Tomorrow night, television, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. That's tomorrow night at 11, 1997. Thursday on the Altice at the Long Island, formerly Long Island Cable. Channel 20. That's Thursday night, 7:30. So, and this Friday we'll be off, but we'll be back with the funnies a week from Friday. I got a piece of information yesterday from my twin. You know, he reads all this stuff in the news and all that. And the word seems to be that a lot of people who went to the hospitals during the COVID passed away because the hospital personnel could not operate the respirators.
That is so lame. Really,
now,
so
I don't
sad.
Know if, you know, how many people passed away because of that or if there's any real truth in it. But it seems to me that if you're going to put machines in a hospital,
that
you would put the people in there to train people how to use them.
That's right.
And how not to use them. Especially when you're dealing with somebody's life.
Yep.
So there you have it. Appears to be another blunder.
Blunder ain't the word.
By the medical profession.
So sad.
You know, and yet they turned around and said all these people died from the virus. Well, you know, how do you even know that's true?
That's true.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in and voice your opinion. You could pick your own subject. We got about
10 minutes
left?
I know, 10.
Now, tomorrow night is our Thanksgiving show. And it's our regular, it's Suzanne's show, actually, on the nursing homes. We sent out a tweet today.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to do it again?
Yes.
All right. So we'll see if we get any results from that.
I hope so.
Sometimes you don't get much on the holidays.
Yeah, people are not watching as much. They're just doing their
thing. Yeah, a lot of people
are
away. They left town and all that.
We have,
but that's
all
right.
Listens.
It's out there.
We got a good amount of listens.
And we're going to, tomorrow night, talk about all the things that people should be thankful for.
Frank?
Especially in connection with these nursing homes.
You want to know the listens? The count on the listens.
Oh, yeah, we got a number? All right, what's a good
number? Yeah, we got a good number. 11, hold on,
111,353.
We're climbing. 353?
Yeah, at the end. Oh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we're headed toward 112,000.
Yes, we are. Thank you, everybody.
Thank all our listeners. People like to listen more than they like to call.
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's all right.
That's good. I like that. Whatever you do,
a lot
I'm happy.
Of our listeners may have trouble calling because they're disabled.
True. Very true. Or it could be blog. I don't know. I hope not. But if it is, then thank you for listening.
Well, you got to realize it's a combination of things.
Yeah, no.
If we don't get a lot of phone calls. But we do get a lot of listeners.
Yes, we do.
And to me,
yeah,
that's
the
more
weird
important
thing
than phone calls.
Me too. I think that's true. Well, I did a little pushing it along. I went to FeedSpot, which is one of the big, podcast type of things that push it along. Well, it seems like it helped, so I'm going to just keep doing it. I had to pay a little bit towards it, but that's okay. It
where did you go to?
Along.
What? Beep Spot?
F-E-E-D. Feed Spot.
Feed Spot? What is that, a website?
It's like it's a website. Then there's others here that you
What does it do?
It promotes it.
Promote you.
Yeah.
What, they charge for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
different levels.
I wouldn't advise
you
to put
up
any money.
No, I did.
How much do they charge?
I think it was like 30. I did that once.
And what do they do? Send it out to get
people?
Yeah,
that was for the year.
To call or to listen? Or for the year?
To listen. It was a year.
When did you do this?
I did it like last year. I'm due for the next year's worth, I think. They gave me 1 month.
You did it when, last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I really wanted to get us to 100. Thousand. We
so
got
the
to
year is when does the year end?
Soon. I gotta see. I gotta look into it again. So it's not too bad.
Anyway,
I gotta see if it went up.
I don't
or
know.
Not.
I don't know if those things work, but
no, they do. Yeah. Believe me, I'm looking at blogs. The way blog goes up and down, we have the statistics from blog, and there's a lot of new ones that came up. I'm like, oh boy, that's a lot. I could put
a lot of new what?
Sources, new sources where you can make your things go up or down and see where they came from, where people are listening from. So you could go 1 through 5 and you get only 5 listed. You could go 1 through 100, which I do sometimes, just to see where it comes from. And boy, do you get a lot of where your listeners are from.
You mean what?
Wow.
What country they're coming from?
No. What source of your listeners come from. So some people come from the Chrome browser, and some people come from Apple Podcasts, and some people come from different
types. Oh, yeah,
you know,
but you told me that a lot of the websites promote us.
Yes, yes, they do.
Well, then why do we have to spend money? I mean, let them do it.
Yes, that's true, but some don't necessarily promote us to just know that they don't, you know, and then you bypass that one. But if you look at some of them, they could promote us, and you look at some of them, you're going, oh, my God, some of them looks like they promoted us a little bit, but they didn't go. Like, there's one that's Chrome. That's by Google, and they promote us.
I think you should promote the petition if you want to promote anything. The nursing home petition is what we got.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. That's very important, change.org. Yeah, very much
so. We could use a lot more names on that.
Oh, yes, we can.
So that would be the
one thing. Podcast Addict. I'd like to see what else that would do, or even Apple Podcasts. Those two are very important. I really would like to do that. But I'm not going to do anything unless I get something, some result, you know. I'd rather do the petition, too. It seems like the petition would
Speaking
be really
of which,
good.
Sign the petition, change.org.
Yes. Yes. And just look up InnerSight when you go to do the, you know, searching for it. Just look up InnerSight and you'll find us. You'll see Frank's former guide dog there. She passed on. So you'll see her, the former guide dog. And you'll be able to find
All right. InnerSight will be with you tomorrow night on the nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
Oh, yes. So true.
You know, I'm really disappointed in that 1199 union.
I would agree. Very disappointed.
Years ago, I used to know people in that union. They're probably not there anymore.
Oh, maybe they're retired.
But I'm really disappointed that they haven't pushed the fact to get the home health aides in there.
I don't think they have any clout anymore with that.
I mean, they could still hire people.
Yeah.
You know, but why not get the people in there where the money is already there?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, Frank. People don't want to get involved. I think that's the big issue. You know, that's just it in a nutshell.
Yeah,
so
well, that's been the case for over 100 years. That's why we're in this situation.
It's sad, though. It really is.
Keep on pushing it until you get it. That's all you can do.
But that's very sad.
All right, InnerSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on our Thanksgiving show. Thank you so much. InnerSight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners. And be careful out there. There's a lot of crazy drivers, people rushing to get to where they want to go. All right. InnerSight. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our InnerSight number 631-224-3090. And we thank all our listeners, all our friends, people who have helped to keep the show going. Tomorrow night, don't forget our nursing home program, Nursing Homes Kill
People.
Get rid of them.
Yes, they do.
They said they had to watch people die. So by the workers' own admission now, nursing homes kill.
Yes.
There it is. Maybe they got the idea from our show.
That's right.
See how true that is? They admitted it. They got to watch people die.
It's so sad.
Get the people out of there, and you won't have to watch them.
That's right.
Do something about it.
Very sad.
Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.